We thank the Lord. We will first read two passages in the scripture. First, we will read Ephesians 5, verse 18. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 18.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit.
然后我们再读使徒行传第六章第三节。
And we will now turn to Acts chapter 6, verse 3.
所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人。
Therefore, brethren, select from among you seven men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, whom we may put in charge of this task. Let us have another word of prayer. Lord, we once again come before you to hear your Spirit's word. May your Spirit not only fill the speaker and a translator, but all the congregation. And may the Holy Spirit bring us into the innermost place that we may worship in spirit and in truth. Pray this in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
We say that Ephesians is a book that speaks of this eternal purpose of God. After we understand this eternal purpose, we need to know how to live it out.
那么在基督徒一生当中，用最简单的一句话来描述我们这属灵的生活呢？
And for a Christian to live out the spiritual life, what is the phrase that encompasses it all?
那么就是我们要脱去旧人，我们要穿上新人。
That is, we need to put off the old man and put on the new man.
那么这是基督徒一生所学习的功课。
And this is the exercise that the Christian needs to learn throughout his entire life.
这个新人呢，是需要活在光中，走在光中的。
And this new man needs to live in a light and walk in a light.
这个活在光中的人呢，他在生命当中会结果子。
And this new man who lives in a light can bear fruits.
他的结果真的显在我们生活的每一样的细节里头。
And these fruits can be seen in every aspect the new man's life.
我们呢，做任何事情，我们都谨慎行事。Whatever
we do with alert and carefulness.
我们呢，在地上不浪费光阴，我们爱惜光阴。And
we will redeem the times and not waste away the days.
我们明白主的旨意。And
we will understand the will of God.
而且呢，我们常常要被圣灵所充满。And
we will constantly be filled by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满实在是基督徒在地上生活一个最重要的一个那个动力。And
being filled with the Holy Spirit is the biggest motivator for the Christians.
借着圣灵充满，我们能够服侍他的教会。Because
when we are filled with the Holy Spirit, then we can serve the church.
借着圣灵充满，我们能够在生命中有长进。And
being filled with the Holy Spirit, we can then grow in this life.
那么今天教会对于圣灵充满实在是有许多不准确的认识。
And today's church has many wrong interpretations of what it means to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们需要回到圣经当中来看，到底圣灵充满它的属灵意义是什么。
We need to go back to the scripture and find out what does it mean to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
使徒行传又称为圣灵行传。
So Acts is also regarded as the book of the Holy Spirit.
那么圣灵在教会当中多方的来带领教会传福音，在教会在地上有他的见证。
And the Holy Spirit enabled the church to spread the gospel and to be that testimony.
同时在使徒行传里面，他至少有九次说到圣灵充满。
And in Acts, at least 9 times it says being filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么从这些关于圣灵充满的这些经文里面呢，我们大概可以把它分为三个部分。
So in Acts, with mentioning of being filled with the Spirit, we can group it into 3 categories.
圣灵充满面呢，跟我们传福音有绝对的关系。
One is in relation to the preaching of the gospel.
我们要传福音，我们必须圣灵充满我们。
If you want to spread the gospel, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
唯有圣灵能够叫人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
Because only the Holy Spirit can convict someone, to confess and repent.
那么圣灵充满源于我们在地上生活遭遇患难、遭遇艰难的时候有绝对的关系。
And the Holy Spirit is also has great relations when we are on earth and we go through various tribulations.
那么在地上我们也经过许多的艰难。
Because we will go through many tribulations in life.
那么需要圣灵保惠师在我里面充满我们，让我们能够有能力能够胜过这些难处。
And we need to rely on the Holy Spirit to provide us strength to be able to endure through these tribulations.
那么圣灵充满也跟我们的服事有非常大的关系。
And the Holy Spirit also has a significant impact on our service in the church.
如果我们今天要起来，要来服侍他的教会，是我们的主的话。
If you want to rise up today to serve the church and to serve our Lord.
我们需要圣灵充满我们。
We need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
在使徒行传第六章那里呢，他提到一件事情。
So in Acts chapter 6, it records us of an event.
在那时候呢，门徒增多了。
At this time, the disciples were increasing in number.
记得前面这几个两次的传福音，一次3000人悔改，一次5000人悔改。
So through the preaching of the gospel by Peter, one time 3,000 men, another time 5,000.
所以就会到这个时候呢，至少要上万人。
So at this time, there are at least more than 10,000 believers.
那么在他们当中呢，出现了一个难处。
So in their midst, there occurred a difficulty.
就是呢，有些说希腊话的犹太人呢，他们这个发怨言。
It is that the Hellenistic Jews, they rose in complaint.
因为呢，教会呢，在天天的供应上面呢，忽略了他们的寡妇。
Because in the daily serving of food, the widows were being overlooked.
寡妇在那个时代里头呢是非常的穷困的，需要人帮助的，特别是教会需要来帮助。
So the widows in that time were extremely poor, and they needed the aid, especially the aid of the church.
这时呢，十二个使徒呢就把他们门徒们都叫来哈。
So the 12 apostles summoned the congregation of the disciples.
就对他们说呢，如果我们撇下神的道呢，去管饭食呢，是不合宜的。
And they said, it is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables.
那么在当时呢，很显然，使徒们他们一旦要传福音，他们要传道，他们要祷告，他们还得顾到教会的许多的事物。
Because at that time, they needed to spread the gospel, they needed to preach the word and look after various matters of the church.
那么在当时教会的这个聚在一起的时候，他们当时在一起吃饭的哈，他们用欢喜诚这个诚实的心呢一起用饭。
And at that time they often ate together, in unity.
所以呢，在整个教会的饭食，上万人教会的饭食不是一件简单的事情。
So to serve tables at that time.For the church was not an easy task.
那么使徒们呢，有一个体验到呢，他们要专心在他们的服事上。
And the apostles realized that they needed to focus on their ministry. So they wanted to select 7 disciples from the congregation to focus on serving the tables. That they can faithfully serve this church, which has grown to more than 10,000 believers at the time. That these widows can also be properly taken care of. But they said that we will select 7 people from this congregation. That they can look after this matter. And the apostles will devote themselves to prayer and to the ministry of the word. So the statement found approval within the whole congregation, and they selected 7 disciples. And the 7 people who were selected, their names were all Greek. You can see that these people who knew how to speak Greek were selected to serve. So the apostles also put down three requirements. And these 7 men needed to satisfy these 3 requirements. One is that they must have a good reputation. Second is that they need to be full of the Spirit. They need to be full of wisdom. So good reputation, other than simply meaning having a good reputation amongst men. This word can also be translated to have a good testimony. The reason these people have a good reputation is because in their living they've shown this great testimony. Because they rely on the Lord in all things. And in their everyday life, they rely on the Lord. So that they can have a good testimony of living out this new life. That in their living, they can show that they belong to Christ and they follow His leading. This is the first requirement. But the second one, that they need to be full of the Spirit. So for every person, when they believe, they have the Holy Spirit indwelling in them. And it is because of this indwelling Spirit that they are able to have this good reputation. So they also need to have these experiences as well in these through various matters. And because they are filled with the Spirit, they can have these experiences and be able to faithfully serve. So I think in that time to serve over 10,000 believers, to serve their tables, even the thought of this is tiring.
So
And it requires the Holy Spirit to provide us the strength to be able to address this matter. So these people also needed to be full of wisdom. Because as they serve tables, they might run into various difficulties. They need to be mature and have be full of wisdom to address it.
这个智慧呢，一面它是因着生命的成长的一面所赐下的智慧。
In regards to this wisdom, one is because they might possess this wisdom from a matured life. Because as a man grows daily in the Lord will provide more wisdom to this man. And this other aspect of wisdom comes from the Holy Spirit. Because as they are filled with the Holy Spirit will provide them this wisdom.
所以呢, 在当时呢, 需要处理这么重的一件事呢, 这是需要这三方面的条件。
So for them at the time to address such a significant task, they needed these three requirements.
我想呢, 这个条件不单是当时的这些执事们需要, 那今天我们在服事当中呢, 也是在这三方面都需要的。
And these three requirements are not just limited to these people who were to serve tables at that time, but it also applies to us who serve today.
所以呢, 我们今天呢, 要从头两个条件呢, 我们来看我们的服事。
So today we want to focus on the first two requirements in our service.
一面呢, 我们看我们的服事呢, 需要怎样要在生命当中呢,
The one is to see in our service how we can continually grow day by day.
一面呢，我们呢要学习在服事当中呢，用圣灵来带领我们，圣灵充满我们。
The other one we need to learn is how we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit in order to serve.
我叫我们的服事呢，在他面前蒙神的悦纳。
So that our service will be pleasing to God, be acceptable.
那么在新约圣经里面呢？
In the New Testament, in the Bible,
有两章圣经呢,
there are two passages that specifically talk about service.
第一章圣经呢,
and the first is Romans chapter 12.
在罗马书第十二章呢,
Romans 12 speaks of various services in the church.
第二个地方呢，是在哥林多前书第十二章。
The second one is 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
在那里呢，说到教会呢，借着圣灵所有的恩赐呢，怎么样来服侍他的教会。
That chapter focuses on the gifts of the Holy Spirit in serving the church.
这两章圣经呢，他们出现的地方呢。 跟这卷这两卷书呢很有大的关系，很大的关系。
So these two passages, though they are in different books, they have this very significant relationship to each other.
这两卷书啊，都有16章的圣经。
These two books, both have 16 chapters.
罗马书第一章呢到第十一章呢，说到神在外邦人中，神在
And the first to the 11th chapter talks about how Gentiles, we all have the salvation now in the Lord. And the first 11 chapters of Romans teaches us how we are justified by faith. And how we can be overcomers and victorious because of this faith. So after it speaks of this salvation,
then
And closely following this, it immediately talks about how we can grow into spiritual life. And it starts off by talking about the service in the church. How we can serve our Lord in a church. After we have been saved and redeemed by the blood of our Lord. We need to learn how to serve Him in this church. Just like how in the past with Moses and the Lord, people were let go so that they can serve the Lord. And also in the New Testament, when Paul is addressing various matters of the church. In the first 11 chapters of 1 Corinthians, Paul talks about and addresses various difficulties in the church they were facing at the time. And after the 11th chapter, that was enough for him, and he started to focus on the spiritual building up with the church. And addressing these various spiritual aspects, he starts off with addressing spiritual gifts that come from the Holy Spirit. So these two passages in Scripture we need to look at together. Because they are similar in many aspects. But they sort of teach from different angles. Romans is more focused on the service in life. Because of this maturing of this life, how do we serve in this house? Because we grow day by day, then our responsibilities and service also grow. First Corinthians chapter 12 focuses on these gifts from the Holy Spirit. Because if we want to serve the church, we need these gifts from the Holy Spirit. Your spiritual gifts speak of things that are supernatural. And these are things that the Spirit, by His own authority, gives to us. Let's first take a look at Romans chapter 12. So before Paul talks about the various services in the church, he first points out three things that the brethren needed to focus on. So the first one is that we need to have a consecrated life. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. Before we learn how to serve our Lord, First thing we need to do that we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. A holy sacrifice, acceptable to God. Because when we think of sacrifices,
这个祭物完全没有自己的主权。
One hand, this sacrifice has no independence itself.
那么它呢是完全属于主的。
Because this sacrifice wholly belongs to the Lord.
当我们来奉献我们自己的时候,
but when we offer ourselves,
我们对主说,
you're saying to the Lord,
主啊,你宝血洗净了我,你买赎了我。
Lord, your precious blood has cleansed me and purchased me.
就今天呢,我这个人已经不再属我自己的,我这个人完全属主。
Today, my body no longer belongs to myself, but belongs to you.
主在我们身上有绝对的主权。
The Lord has this authority in our life.
那么祭物第二方面说到了,
what the second aspect of sacrifices?
就是呢,要讨主的喜悦。
That we need to be acceptable to God, pleasing to God.
那么在旧约里头啊, 当祭司献上燔祭的时候,
so in the Old Testament, when a priest offer up these offerings,
他就说到这是馨香的燔祭献给神的,
it's described as this fragrant aroma to please God.
神呢一闻到这个祭物的馨香呢, 他里头就喜悦, 他就悦纳。
But when God accepted this fragrant aroma, he found it pleasing.
所以当我们来奉献自己的时候,
so when we offer ourselves up,
我们说呢,我们每一件服事呢,不是讨自己的喜悦,是单单讨神的喜悦。
All of our service is not to please ourselves, but to please the Lord.
我说这是神所要的侍奉。
This is the service that the Lord requires.
侍奉呢,在开始之前,还没有,还不是说到我们做这件事情,做那件事情。
The service at this point is not even talking about doing this or doing that.
当我们把自己献在祭坛上,我们的主权完全属于主,我们单单来讨主的喜悦的时候,
but it is when we offer ourselves up onto that altar as a sacrifice, when we strive after things that are pleasing to God.
这件事情的本身就是神所要的侍奉。
This in itself is the service that the Lord requires.
那么第二点呢,当我们来侍奉主的时候呢,我们如果要讨他的喜悦, 我们必须要明白他的旨。
The second is when we want to serve God, we need to understand His will.
如果我们不晓得神的旨意的话呢, 我们不知道了他的旨意来侍奉的话呢, 我们没有办法讨神的喜悦。
Because if we do not serve according to His will, then it will be impossible for us to please God.
所以他说呢, 不要效法这个世界, 只要心意更新而变化, 叫你们查验何为神的善良, 纯全可喜悦的旨意。
But do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove what the will of God is, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect.
那么在我们信主之前,我们在世上学了许多的学问,学了许多方法,我们有很多做事的能力。
Before we believed in the Lord, we might have aggregated many worldly knowledge and skills.
那么当我们来服侍主的时候,
and then when we come to serve the Lord,
这些过去在世上所学的都要摆下来。
We need to put down all these things we have learned in the past.
因为世上人做事的方法和原则很多呢是不讨神喜悦。
Because a lot of these principles and rules of the world is not pleasing to God.
他说呢,反而我们要心意要更新而变化。
Because our mind needs to be renewed.
常常在主面前有一个更新的灵,常常一个新鲜活泼的灵。
We need to have this new and living spirit within us.
前面他是说呢,不要效法,就是不要成磨成这个世界的样子。
And in verse 2 it says, do not be conformed by this world.
后面他就说要怎么样呢,要被transform,要被改变,成为神的样子。
And it says later how we need to be transformed, be like God.
那么就是渐渐的这心意，天天的更新，在主面前有新鲜的领受，新鲜的认识。
That is by the renewing of our mind that we daily will understand more of God.
我们这个人一天比一天改变。
We will change daily.
那么我们就可以查验各位神的善良、成全、可喜悦的旨意。
And then we can prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
神的旨意呢，不但是善良的，是美好的。
Because God's will is good, it's beautiful.
它是纯全的，没有任何的掺杂，没有人任何的里面的私意在里头。
It's perfect, it's without any influence of man.
而且呢，它是一个可喜悦的旨意。
This is something that is also acceptable.
那不但是在神的眼中，他的旨意是可喜悦的，更是在我们信主的人，因为服侍主的人中，当我们认识主的心意的时候，我们呢心中喝这样的喜悦。
And this brings forth joy not only to God, but to also those who know what the will of God is.
那么每一次我们来服侍主的时候，
Every time we come to serve our Lord,
那当我们呢不是很清楚主的旨意在什么地方，
When we are unsure exactly what the will of God is,
我们里面呢，就有一些彷徨，我们一些不知道该怎么样往前去。
And we have some confusion within us, and we don't know how to act.
当我们在神面前祷告，在神面前有个更新的灵的时候，
And when we pray before God with this renewed mind,
当我们看见神那个可喜悦的旨意的时候，我们心中何等的欢喜，愿意走在其中。
And when we see what this will of God is, then how we joyously pursue after it.
这样的服侍呢，是蒙神喜悦的服侍。
This type of service is what pleases God.
因为这样的服侍呢，是照着他的旨意来服侍。
Because this type of service is according to the will of God.
那么第三方面呢，他说到啊。
And this third aspect that Paul speaks of.
就是我们要对自己的有一个清楚的认识。
Is that we need to have an accurate view of ourselves.
那么要认识主在我们身上所托付的，所赐给的。
We need to understand what God has burdened us with and given us.
他说呢，我凭着我赐的恩呢，对你们个人说，不要看自己过于所当看的，要照神所分给个人的信心的大小，看得合乎中道。
Verse 3, For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to sound judgment. Before we have risen up to serve our Lord, when we first believe, when we are first saved by faith, by grace,
我们常常会觉得呢，这个我们没有恩赐，我们不能做这个，我们不能做那个。You
might think to ourselves, we don't have spiritual gifts to serve in this way.
确实呢，我们需要在生命中长进呢，好叫我们知道刚刚的是谁。
Indeed, we need to grow in this life so that we understand how to serve God.
就是当我们一天比一天开始有更多的服侍的时候，
And as our services grow day by day,
我们要学习一件事情。We
need to learn one thing.
就是不要看自己呢过于所当看。That
is to not think more highly of ourselves than we ought to.
当我们没有服侍，我们没有什么明显的恩赐的时候呢，我们非常的谦卑啊。Because
we are very humble when we don't recognize these spiritual gifts.
但是当我们 开始有点服侍了，我们也发觉主在我们身上确实有些恩赐的时候。
And when we do start serving and we do realize that the Lord has provided us gifts,
我们里面很容易的就会看我们的服侍，看我们的恩赐过于所当看。
It becomes very easy for us to start thinking highly of our own gifts in our own service.
这是我们天然人呢都很容易犯的错误。
This is something that the natural man easily stumbles in.
所以他说，当我们开始来服侍之前呢，我们要先对自己有个清楚的认识。
So before we serve, we need to have an accurate view of ourselves.
要看自己呢, 看得合乎中道, 刚刚好。
We need to think of our, we need to treat ourselves with sound judgment, think soberly.
那么我们怎么样来看自己看得合乎中道呢?
How do we look at ourselves with sound judgment?
我们呢常常在衡量自己的时候呢我们总是衡量说我们是不是恩赐多少啊我们的那个聪明智慧有多少啊我们的财富有多少啊神给我们多少啊外面的。When
we examine ourselves, we often think of how many gifts has the Lord given me, and what services do I participate in, etc.
这里他告诉我们呢怎么样来衡量自己。
But here, what does it say? How to examine ourselves with sound judgment? Yes, we need to view each other as God has allotted to each a measure of faith.
信心啊,来自于我们对神的认识。
Because faith comes from how much we know God.
我们越认识神,我们对神越有信心。
Because the more we know God, the more faith we will have. And faith also comes from our experience with God. Because in life, the more experiences we have where we see how God is leading us, the more faith we will have. And this faith is given by God. And it's because of this faith as well that we can have good service. We can also say that this faith is a measurement of this this life, this inner life. As the measurement of our this inner life grows, so does our faith.
所以呢,这边他所说到的服饰呢,主要是在生命的度量上,我们来服饰我们的主。
So here, in regards to service, it is in regard to this measurement of this faith and this inner life.
确实我们在信主的路上,我们的生命要一天比一天长进。
Indeed, in this life with the Lord, this life needs to grow day by day.
我们必须要有奉献的生活。
We need to have this sacrificial life. We need to have this renewed spirit. We need to, in faith, have this increasing measurement of this inner life. And then naturally, the Lord will increase to us our services. And as our Lord matures, as our life matures day by day,
then
God will place these services before us so that we can serve Him in various aspects. And it is in this measurement of life that we continually grow in the house of God. So later on, it lists various services that we see in a church. But that if it's prophecy, then you serve according to the proportion of a man's faith.
在圣经当中说到说预言的时候，或者是说讲做先知讲道的时候。
So in scripture, when it talks about prophecy or it talks about prophets,
那么它主要是说到两个方面。
It speaks of two aspects.
一个呢是说到预言 foretelling, 将来要发，他知道将来要发生什么样的事情。
One is foretelling, which is prophesying the things yet to happen.
那么一个呢？ 是forth telling,就是把神的心意能够述说在神的百姓中,借着神已经说过的话了。
The second is foretelling, which is through the word already provided by God in the scripture that we can share this, speak and teach according to this.
那么当圣经写完之后呢, 它前面的一个功用呢, 几乎就停止了。
And this first aspect, once the thing has come, it sort of dysfunction ceases to exist.
当圣经写完之后,
after the finishing of the writing of the scripture.
那么在圣经写完之后,
because after the finishing of the writing of the Bible, there is no more new revelation.
但是呢,他还是需要有人起来啊, 做先知讲道啊, 能够把神的心意能够述说出来。
But he still requires people to prophesy according to the word of God, which was provided.
借着神已经说过的话呢, 再次把神的心意述说在他百姓当中。
And through the word already provided, that the person prophesies this word to the congregation.
在说的时候呢, 要照着信心的程度来说。
So when we prophesy, we need to do so in according to the proportion of our faith.
我们信心到什么程度, 我们就说到什么程度。
So at what level our faith is, to that level we prophesy.
这信心我们说, 它是说到我们对神的认识。
And again, in faith, we talk about how much we know God.
我们认识神多少, 我们说到,
however much we know God, to that level we speak.
信心说到我们对神的经历。
Faith also talks about our experience with God.
我们经历神多少, 我们就说多少。
How much we have experienced of God, to that level, how much we speak, prophesy.
就是我们在不管是在教会的信息也好, 我们在查经的时候, 彼此的交通也好。
So whether it's giving a message at church or whether it's fellowshipping in Bible study,
我们呢都是照着神所赐给我们信心的大小, 我们的程度, 我们对神的经历, 我们来述说神的话语。
We speak according to the proportion of this faith of our experiences with God.
然后他说呢, 如果做执事的人呢, 就当专一的执事。
So it also says that service in his serving.
在中文里头啊, 他加了一些字啊, 是
So, in the Chinese translation, it sort of adds a couple of words, which means this focus of the serving. So I think this is a good description, which is to say that when we are given the service to attend to, that we focus on the service.
主带领我们呢,去教儿童主日学,我们就专心地把主日学教好。
So if we have been given this burden to lead Sunday school, then we need to focus on leading the Sunday school.
主带领我们呢,去有清洁,我们把清洁这件事情做好。
If the Lord has led us to cleaning, then we need to focus with cleaning.
不管什么样的服饰,
no matter what service we have been given, to be focused in it.
然后他说呢, 如果做教导的呢, 也是专一的教导。
So, for those who teach, to also be focused in this teaching.
有些人真是有那个教导的恩赐啊,他就把做教师的恩赐那个发挥出来, 能够专心在教导神的百姓上。
But for those who may have this gift of teaching, that they may truly concentrate and focus on this teaching.
然后或做劝化的,就专一劝化。
Or those who exhort in their exhortation.
有些人呢,他们软弱了,下沉了,他们灰心了,他们离开主。
So there are those who may be weak, and who may be backsliding and losing this faith in God.
就有人呢,有这样子恩赐起来,去帮助他们,这个劝勉他们,把他们带回来。
Then there are those people who have been given this gift of exhortation to reach out to these people and bring them back to the Lord. And this is a very difficult service.
So
So if the Lord has given us such a burden and such a service, and we need to focus on doing this with its fullest. So those who give liberality, This also speaks of this willingness. So whatever the Lord has given us, whatever fortune He has blessed us with, that we help others with these things.
中文翻成的要诚实, 就是神给我们多少, 我们就做多少。
In the Chinese translation, there's this aspect of honesty. So however much we have been given, however much we will give. So we don't give beyond what we are capable of, but we also don't give way less than what we are capable of.
然后他说,
he also says, he who leads with diligence.
在教会中呢,
so some people in the church, they do have this gift of leadership.
能够自己的妥当,
and he is able to lead many different things so that it is in order.
他说呢,
here the requirement is with diligence.
尽我们的力量,
through what we are capable of to lead and govern correctly.
怜悯人的就当甘心,
and if he who shows mercy or cheerfulness,
那么当有人软弱的时候，当有人跌倒的时候，我们不一定有话语去把他们挽回来，但是呢，我们关怀关心他们，我们怜悯他们。
So if there are people who are weak and have fallen away, then even though we can't sort of treat them with words, at least we can show them compassion. And these things could be tiring. But here it says we need to do so inwardly with cheerfulness. These examples that Paul has listed,
都是呢, 在教会当中啊, 是需要的一些事,
it is services that are that the church needs.
都是当时的百姓在生命当中成长的时候,
these are all things that God's children in the various experiences of life,
在生命当中呢, 显出神可以赐给他们各样不同的恩赐,
and in their daily living, they're able to exemplify these gifts. So that according to what portion he has been given to serve in that way in a church.
So 一面呢,
the one is that in a daily living we need to grow and mature.
我们更多的认识主,
that we may rely on the Lord more and trust in Him more.
一面让我们看见的,
and the other is to know that there is a goal in this maturing life. That is to serve His church. To serve His people.
这里,
so these services listed here, we may have some of these in our midst.
有些呢是在明处的,
some in broad daylight, others more hidden.
也有一些是我们还需要学习和需要进入。
Some may be things that we need to continually learn and be more accustomed to.
但是我们里面呢有一样要叫做认识。
But within us, we have each of this sort of
knowledge.
That is, as the Lord leads us in our daily living,
很多的服事呢自然就显出来。
That these services will naturally
amount.
And naturally, brothers and sisters will be placed in their various positions to serve the church.
然后我们来看哥林多前书第十二章。
Now let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书第十二章呢, 他就说到圣灵他自己要来赐下各样的恩赐。
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it speaks of how the Holy Spirit himself will supply these gifts.
圣灵他有他自己的主权,
and the Holy Spirit has own authority that he gives out these gifts according to the needs of the church. We need to appreciate these spiritual gifts and we need to emphasize the spiritual gifts.
我们看重我们宝贝圣灵按着教会的需要他赐下各样的恩赐。
We need to treasure these spiritual gifts as the Holy Spirit provides them according to the needs of the church.
那当他来讲各样的恩赐之前，这边也举一些例子。之前他也说到三件事情。
So before the various gifts are listed out, again, three things are mentioned prior to it.
首先呢，他要我们知道， 我们圣灵在我们身上的工作呢， 我们是非常熟悉的。
One is that we need to be aware of spiritual gifts.
就是圣灵的工作在我们身上呢， 我们应该是熟悉的。
That we need to be familiar with the workings of the Holy Spirit in us.
因为呢， 我们信主呢， 就是圣灵带领我们信的。
Because when we believed in our Lord, it was the Holy Spirit that led us to believe.
他说呢， 以前我们做外邦人的时候呢， 随时被牵引， 受迷惑， 去服侍那些哑巴偶像。
It says, you know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to the mute idols, however you were led.
但是呢， 他说我要告诉你们的， 如果被神的灵感动的， 没有说耶稣是可咒诅的， 若不是被圣灵感动的， 也没有说耶稣可谁是主的。
Therefore, I make known to you that no one speaking by the Spirit of God says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
以前呢， 在信主之前呢， 我们都是拜偶像的， 我们随着世界的风走的。
Before we believed in the Lord, we worshipped idols and we were led astray in this world.
但是圣灵在我里面工作。
The Holy Spirit worked within us.
圣灵在我里面感动我们， 让我们能够看见耶稣基督是主。
And the Holy Spirit moved us to recognize that Jesus is Lord.
我们认罪, 我们悔改, 我们成为神的儿女。
We confessed our sins, we repented, and we became children of God.
所以我们每一个人呢, 都是圣灵带领我们入的。
So everyone is led into this faith by the Holy Spirit.
若不是圣灵感动, 没有人能够认耶稣基督是主的。
Because without the Holy Spirit, no one can say Jesus is Lord.
既然是圣灵带领我们入门, 我们呢, 借着圣灵来成全, 继续往前去, 我们每一个人都应该熟悉圣灵在我们身上的工作。
So if we have begun by the Holy Spirit, then it is also by the Holy Spirit that we will be perfected. So we need to understand the working of the Holy Spirit.
我们这些所有蒙恩得救的人都不应该说我们不知道圣灵怎么做事情，我们不知道圣灵在我们身上怎么带。
That we who have been saved by grace, we should not say we don't understand and are not aware of how the Holy Spirit works. This is the first aspect.
第二个方面呢,
the second aspect that we need to understand
就是我们要认识我们的每一个人的服事呢，都是三位一的神呢，在我们身上的工作。
Is that in all of our services, it is the workings of the triune God.
圣灵呢也有分别呢，恩赐也有分别呢，圣灵却是一位。That
though there are a variety of gifts, there's the same Spirit.
每一个人呢在身上显出各种不同的恩赐。But
there are various gifts that are displayed by people.
有人是做口的，有人说做脚的，有人是做眼的。Some
people of the body are mouths, some are feet, some are hands.
那么 不管圣灵，不管恩赐怎么样的不同，他们都是来自同一位圣灵。
Though there are various gifts, but they come from the same Spirit.
所以呢，教会的没有理由呢，是因为我们是恩赐的不同，我们分门别类。
The church has no reason to have division, because these came from the same Spirit.
同时呢，我们要看见了，虽然是有恩赐，但是呢， 摆在什么样的职位呢？他说执事也有分别，但是主却是一位。
And it says, and there are varieties of ministries and the same Lord.
不同的恩赐呢，可能带下不同的执事。
So different gifts may lead to different ministries.
有人在这件事情上面有职分，有人在那件事上职分，因为他的恩赐不同。
Some may have a ministry in one area and another in another area because of their different gifts.
但是呢，有的时候呢，虽然是有同样的恩赐，但是呢，他们所摆出来的职事也不一样。
Sometimes there may be the same gift that may lead to different ministries.
那么，有人呢，他们有些人他们都有这话语的恩赐。
Some may be gifted in speaking.
但是呢，有些人呢，他们在传福音的事上面显出他们是有那一份，这是他们的职事。
But so sometimes this gift of speaking may be displayed in this ministry of evangelism.
那么有些人呢，就显出在他们去教导神的百姓啊，做教师的这个职分。
The same gift can also lead to another person to use this in their ministry of teaching the congregation.
那不管这个职分是怎么样。都是出于同一个主，是主把人按着他的恩赐摆在不同的职事上。
But no matter the ministry, it is the same Lord that appoints this.
我们也不能够是因为我们有不同的职分、不同的职事，我们的不同的负担，我们在这彼此之间呢，我们有一些分别。
But we cannot use the various ministries, the various burdens as an excuse to have division.
就算是这样，能有这样的认识。
Because if we recognize this in this way,
就算有这样认识，我们还得认识一件事情，就是呢，他们所发挥的功用也不见得是一样。
We also recognize that there are varieties of effects.
不同的职分也许带进不同的功用，不同的结果，不同的果效。
The different ministries may result in different effects, different fruits.
有的时候呢，是相同的职事呢，可能带进的果效也不见得是一样。
And sometimes the same ministry may have a variety of effects.
同样都是有传福音的恩赐，有些人就像本穆迪，像这个菲利管，他们的是像成千上万的人传福音的。
Some people such as Moody or Billy Graham, they may have this gift in evangelizing some masses.
带领许许多多的人来归向主。
Bring multitudes of people to the Lord.
有些人呢，像徐华弟兄那样子呢，在留学生当中呢，这个结了许多的果子。
Other brothers and sisters may have this gift in evangelism amongst international students.
那么，也许我们呢也有这样传福音的恩赐，但是呢，我们呢只能顾到我们这个本地教会的一起传福音。
Maybe we also have this gift of evangelism, but we are only limited to the local area.
虽然。功用这么不同。
So though the effects are different and various,
但是呢，神却是一位，是神在那里把功用赐下。
But it is the same God who works all things, the same God who oversees these effects.
比如像保罗他说呢，他说我栽种了，亚波罗浇灌了，但是我有神叫他生长。
It's like Paul saying that whether it's myself follow that it is the same God that brings people up after they've been planted.
保罗跟亚波罗他们都是有话语的恩赐。
Paul and Apollo, they both have this gift of speaking.
那么一个呢，他们的恩赐用在传福音上；一个人是用在造就那个神的百姓上，浇灌。
So one may be bringing people to the Lord, another may be raising up the body, building up the body.
但是他保罗他说呢，但是真正叫人生长的呢，是神他自己。
Paul says the one that truly causes these people to grow is the Lord.
虽然保罗有这样的恩赐，亚波罗有这样的恩赐，他们在不同地方有各种各样的职事，但是真正叫人生长的那个功用来自于神他自己。
Although Paul and Apollos have the different effects.That is the same God who's working in them.
所以保罗在这里也让我们看见第二件的事情。
Paul lets us see the second aspect.
就是呢，我们的服事呢是在三而一的神在那一同做工的。
And our service, is in deep connection with the Triune God.
不管我们的恩赐如何，我们的职分如何，我们产生的功用如何。
No matter what gifts, what ministries, what effects,
它都是来自于同样一位三而一的神的。
Comes from the same three in one God.
也让我们看见呢，我们的服事呢，在神的面前眼中啊是何等的宝贝。
And it also shows how God deeply treasures our service.
神如何的看重我们在他前面的服事。
How much importance God views our service.
三二一的神呢，一同在那里工作，叫我们在神的家中能够尽功用。
The three in one God is working so that we may be able to serve in the church.
那么第三点呢，他是说呢，那圣灵总为什么要赐下各样的恩赐呢？
The third aspect is why the Spirit provides these gifts.
圣灵显在个人身上，叫人得益处。
It is so the Holy Spirit, would the one who receives the gifts from the Holy Spirit may receive benefit as well.
神的圣灵呢，把恩赐赐下来呢，是叫人在服事上能够得到益处。
The Holy Spirit provides gifts so that in this service people can receive benefit.
不但是被服事的人，他们得到益处。
Not just the ones receiving the service.
有些人接受别人的服事，他在灵里面得很多的造就，很多的成长，他们得益处。
These people, when they receive the service, they may be fed and they may be supplied and they may be upheld and receive other various benefits.
那么很多时候呢，真正得益处的，得益处最多的是服事的人本身啊。
But oftentimes, the one who receives the most benefit is the server himself.
圣灵把那个恩赐赐给我们，不但是叫我们能够帮助人，叫别人得益处，更是叫我们在服事当中的时候得到更大的益处。
The spiritual gifts are provided not just for the benefit of those who receive, but also to the one who serves.
我们很多时候，我们生命的成长都是借着服事而来。
Oftentimes, we grow in the spiritual life from our service.
你发觉呢，我们越服事，神就越把越多的神越多的恩赐赐给我们。
Have you ever wondered that as you serve more, then you receive more spiritual gifts?
那么圣灵赐下这些恩赐，是要他的儿女们能够得造就得益处。
And these gifts has been provided by the Holy Spirit so that there may be benefit to those who use it.
完全不是为了人的名声，为了人的地位来讲。
It is not to lift up man's name or their position.
那么有这三个方面的认识之后呢，他开始讲圣灵怎么样来赐下恩赐。
So after these three aspects, then it talks about the variety of gifts.
那么他说有些人圣灵赐给他圣灵的智慧的言语，有些人圣灵赐给他知识的言语。
So it says that some may receive this word of wisdom or this word of knowledge.
不管是智慧的言语也好，知识的言语也好，都让我们更多来认识神。
No matter if it's the word of wisdom or the word of knowledge, it is so that we can know the Lord more.
那么有圣灵借着某些人，他们赐下智慧的言语，让我们在难处当中，或在一些问题当中，我们得到好的解答，或者得到帮助。
Some who have been given this word of wisdom may be able to help others in need when they.Don't know what to do or how to act.
我们呢，实在是需要来自于神的智慧呢，来走这条前面的道路。
So we need to walk according to this wisdom of the Lord.
但是有些人呢，在赐那个圣灵赐给他知识的缘
故。Some have been given this word of knowledge.
在何西阿书，他说：“我的民呢，这个因为你弃掉知识呢，我也必弃掉知识呢。”在神的百姓当中也是非常的重要。
So in Hosea says that because you have rejected knowledge, I also reject you from being my priest. So knowledge is very important as well.
很多时候我们听了很多的道，我们读了很多的书，那么有时候神需要一些恩赐呢，把这些读 读过的，我们所领受的，能够整理的出来啊，一个非常完整的知识，能够教导他的百姓。
We may have studied His Word and other spiritual books very often. Sometimes the Lord needs us to sort of organize these things that we have learned and bring them forth to other people.
他说呢，又有人呢，蒙这位圣灵赐他信心。
And it also says to another faith by the same Spirit.
那么信心呢是这个让得到这恩赐的人呢做一些特别的一些事情。按照这信心的，就赐给的信心呢，做了一些非常的一些事啊，比如说让他像孤儿院啊，或者是像这个到外面去的那个传福音啊。
So this faith, this provision of faith allows certain brothers and sisters to engage in very specialized acts of service. So, for example, whether it's serving at an orphanage or going out for missions.
他说呢，有一些是圣灵的，有些人呢，圣灵赐给他医病的恩赐。
And it also says, and to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit.
那么有些人呢，神赐给他们能力，能够行异能。
And to another, the effecting of miracles.
神在保罗身上啊，确实给他有医病的恩赐啊，很多人因着保罗的那个医治呢，恩赐呢，就病就好了。
And Paul was indeed given this gift of healing. We could see some people were healed when they encountered Paul.
但是有一天呢，他在那个去比路那边传福音的时候呢，那么有一个人呢，他起来啊，这个巴耶稣啊，他这个叫抵挡神的道啊，要教会在当时的方伯不信啊。
But one day when he was evangelized in Jerusalem one.Was trying to obstruct the word of God.
那么保罗说啊，我在这里边，你要现在呢，叫你四下都叫看不见，四下昏蒙啊，他立刻就看不见。
So Paul said that you'll immediately stop and you'll be blind, and the person could no longer see.
他借着这个异能呢，叫当时那个方伯信的主了。
And because of this miracle, those at the time were able to believe.
然后又有人叫一人能够做先知，一人叫一人能够辨别诸灵。
And to another prophecy, and to another the distinguishing of spirits.
他说还有叫一人能够说方言，要一人能够生翻方。
To another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues.
那么有些人他们有这样的恩赐，能够用地上各个。不同的言语呢，来述说神的作为。
So though there are different tongues and languages, that people are still able to reveal the power of God in this way.
借着不同的方言的这个恩赐呢，他们来宣讲神的作为。
They are able to share who God is through these different tongues and interpretation of these tongues.
所以你看这边所列的一些恩赐的一些例子。
So you see here some examples of these gifts, of these spiritual gifts.
很多呢都是非常一些神奇的哈，不是我们天然人所会有的。
Some of these seem that they are extraordinary, that they can't be accomplished by the natural man.
是圣灵呢随着旨意啊，按着教会的需要呢分给个人。
And these gifts are proportioned to people depending on the needs of the church.
那么我们呢，在教会当中呢，也需要接受圣灵所赐下的这些恩赐。
And as an assembly, we also need to accept the spiritual gifts that come from the Holy Spirit.
我看见呢，是有一些特别的恩赐，神为了他的教会的缘故赐下来。
We see that there are some special gifts that were provided.According to the needs of the church. And we need to be aware of this and appreciate these things.
So, you can see from these two Bibles, I see that in the church, we can see from two aspects.
We see, according to these two passages, that there are two aspects to the service.
一面呢, 我们要在神的家中啊, 一天要比一天长进。
One is that we need to grow in the house of God day by day.
因着更多的认识神, 更多的经历神。
Because through increased knowledge of the Lord and increased experiences with the Lord,
我们生命里头一天比一天的丰富。
Then day by day we'll live more fully.
那么神就把, 各样的恩赐加给我们, 让我们在各样不同的服事当中显出我们的功用。
And God will also supply these various gifts for us to be able to serve according to our capacity in the church.
那么另一方面让我们看见呢,要服事神的教会,有的时候真的是需要圣灵把他自己,按照他自己的意思把一些特别的恩赐加给他的教会。
And this other aspect that we need to recognize is that there are some spiritual gifts that can only come from the Holy Spirit.
我们呢,也要看重那宝贝这些恩赐。
We also need to emphasize these things and treasure for these things.
这两段圣经呢,
but these two passages allow us to see the same thing.
不管是从生命的服事来好,
whether it's service in life or these spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit.
它同样的一个目的,
the common goal is so that the body of Christ may be built up.
不管是生命的服事还是圣灵恩赐的服事，我们都要看见一件事情，我们都是在身体当中的。So
no matter if it's service in life or these spiritual gifts from the Holy Spirit, that is for the same body.
服事的一个目的，就叫神的身体能够再渐渐增长。And
the goal is so that this body may be built up.
因着每一个肢体在身上面尽功用。 神的这身,教会的,主的身体,
through the functionings of the different members of this body will grow day by day.
那我们现在又再回到以弗所书第五章那里。
We want to now turn back to Ephesians chapter 5.
他说到呢,我们要被圣灵充满。
It says that we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满在我们服事主的事上是非常是必要的，是主所吩咐的。
Because being filled with the Spirit is something that we need, is something that the Lord has ordered.
我们要常常来，不但要注意我们这个生命的成长。
And we need to not only focus on the growth of our life,
我们要求圣灵来充满我。
We also need to ask the Spirit to fill us.
不管在什么样的服事当中，我们都需要圣灵来充满我们。
And no matter in what type of service, that we will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那我们来教主日学之前,
before we teach Sunday school,
那么我们在神面前祷告，求圣灵充满我们。
Pray before God and ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
叫我们能够按照孩子们能够听得懂的话, 能够把这主的那个教导给他们。
So that we can teach the children words that they can understand, words that have been provided by the Lord.
当我们来到福音班那个服事的时候,
when we serve in the gospel class,
我们先祷告求圣灵充满我们。
We also need to pray and ask that we be filled with the Holy Spirit.
叫我们能够按着人能够听得懂的话，能够把人带来信主。
So that we may say words that others can understand and be brought to the Lord. And every time we gather for Bible study, we also need to ask to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That our fellowship may be edifying to each other. That God may work in His church.
让我们身上每一个人都经历圣灵的带领，在神的家中能够进功用，能够服侍我们的主的教会。
That each of us, that we may undergo the working of the Spirit and be able to serve our Lord and His church.
好叫神的家能够得建立，神的主的身体能够得建立。
so that the house of God may be established and the body of Christ be built up. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you and praise you. That not only have you renewed us through the Holy Spirit, but you have also placed us in the house of God to serve. So that the house of God may be made firm. So despite the pandemic going on, we cannot meet together physically in the church building.
As
a result, we have also put down many services. But in these times, may you quiet our hearts. And may you renew our understanding of what it means to serve our Lord and all these services. That we may serve not only in this life, but also according to the gifts of the Holy Spirit. That our service may be acceptable to you. Pray this in the name of our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, in response to this message, we will sing one more hymn.
So
may we all please turn to hymn 652.
我们一起翻到诗歌本652首。
Hymn 652, Search Me, O God.
652首, 验查我主。
So, may our sisters lead us in singing.
请领唱的姐妹带领我们。
Try.
we will now have some time for corporate prayer.
我们把时间交给弟兄姐妹，我们在教会作为一个团体有一些祷告。
Please unmute yourself and remember to give time for translation.
当你觉得有感动祷告的时候，求你打开你的话筒，并留下一定的时间给翻译的弟兄姐妹。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give all thanks and praise.
亲爱的天父，我们把所有的感谢赞美归给你。
May the exhortation of your words continue to work in us.
愿你高举你的话，愿你的话语继续在我们的里面做工。
Oh Father, we give all thanks to you because you give us this full salvation.And we can come to serve you today.
Oh, 谢谢你，赐给我们这样完备的救恩，让我们可以来服侍你。
Oh, may we all learn how to offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
Oh, 求你让我们知道，学习如何把我们的身体当成活祭献给你。
Oh, may you help us learn to how to transform us.Through the renewing of our mind.
帮助我们学习如何来转变我们自己，让我们的心思不断更新变化。
Oh, so that we can learn and prove the will of your good and pleasing will.
让我们学习如何让你善良成全可喜悦的旨意可以成就。
Also help us to fill us with your Holy Spirit.
帮助我们，让我们可以被你的圣灵充满。
So that we can live out this life for the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们可以活出这个生命，成为我们主基督耶稣的见证。
We give all thanks and praise to you and our Lord Jesus.
我们把所有的感谢赞美归给你和我们的主耶稣。
We pray this in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是奉你儿子，我们的主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.亲爱的天父，为着你早上的话语感谢你。
Thank you for giving to your church Son Jesus Christ as the High Priest.
谢谢你给你的教会主耶稣基督成为大祭司。谢谢你给我们圣灵，让它可以运行在我们中间。让我们可以按照神的旨意来服侍教会。让我们可以成为你可以交托的人。求你来建造你的教会。我们是奉你儿子基督的名。阿门。
Amen. Lord, we thank you for giving us your gracious word today.
Just
like the hymn says,
恳求我主建造我们的心思,
may you build up and edify our hearts and our faith.
我们知道这些日子里你正在试炼我们,
know that during these days you're testing us.
我们也知道主你现在知道我们的意念,
Lord, you know our thoughts.
我们在我们的主面前我们继续向主祈求,
so we come before you once again to plead before you.
我们知道主你要我们每个人在你面前寻找我们自己,
Lord, you want us, all of us, to examine ourselves before you.
你要我们在你面前认罪,
you desire for us to confess and repent our sins.
主我们为了我们自己也为我们所在的国家向你认罪,
Lord, and we confess the sins of our individual actions and the sins of our nation before you.
我们知道我们的主你的眼目看, 审查每一个人的行为,
Lord, we know that you look deep into the hearts of all of us.
我们不有隐藏的罪没有办法在你面前隐藏,
Lord, we are unable to hide those hidden sins before you.
但是我们的主我们求你因着我们主耶稣的救恩来赦免我们,
Lord, but through the salvation of your Son, may you forgive us. That we may once again be united with one heart for you. May your will be done.
And
we return to your grace.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣圣名,
pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we can take a look at our weekly bulletin.
弟兄姐妹，我们接下来可以看一下周。